This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This is some month, isn't it? I mean, we're halfway through the month, and look at all the revelations we're getting and all the things we're seeing out of the current government and what happened in the prior government, prior presidential regime. And let's start with that. Let's start with what happened with the prior presidential regime. There's a new book out next week by Bob Woodward and co-author Robert Costa. And it has some stunning revelations about the events of the last several months. And in particular, these are events surrounding General Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And these revelations are all, they're all individual smoking gun bombshells on top of each other with very troubling implications. Not just about what happened, but unless it is addressed severely, what will probably happen again. I mean, anyway, we found out this week, without a shadow of a doubt, the deep state is 100% real. And the first thing you can tell about this is right now, General Milley is still the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And he shouldn't be the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. As a matter of fact, he should have been arrested. He should have been defrocked, which means just everything taken off of him. And he should be getting ready to be tried for treason. The bottom line of the book, called Peril, is that for a time, Milley established in America a military dictatorship. He not only went around Trump, he put himself ahead of Trump. He went around the Secretary of Defense. And he did this with the consent and collusion of Nancy Pelosi. Now, if this is not making your head reel, this is staggering in and of itself. But on top of this treason, there is a double treason, namely that Milley, in addition to making himself the commander-in-chief, was in charge, in effect, of the nuclear codes. He made himself the de facto head of the government. And then he abets a foreign power. He colludes with a foreign adversary, China. He gets on the phone, once again, without the authorization from the Secretary of Defense, which that's his first in the line of, in his chain of command. And he calls up the head of the Chinese military, tells them that he will warn them if the United States decides to attack. If Trump gives the order to attack, he will tip off the Chinese. Now, see, at this particular moment, I'm sitting here, and I don't know what to tell you about this. It is outrageous. And it is terrifying. I don't know if anything like this has happened before in American history. I don't think the implications can be understated. They're gigantic. And I'm thinking that even though the Democrats were working hard to sort of quickly do damage control here, Milley, of course, has not said a word. And the GOP has been largely silent. And we can't afford to be largely silent. We have to look at what seems to have happened and think it through. Milley, as far as being a general, Milley is not what I would consider to be a consequential flag officer. You got to remember that during World War II, when you had such powerful personalities and flag officer rank like Eisenhower and Patton, and MacArthur and all these other guys, they always were kept to heel right? The military should be like a bunch of bad dogs, no doubt about it. They should be like attack dogs, ready to be unleashed and set upon the enemy. But they do have to listen to someone. They do have to listen to the civilian command. No matter how competent or incompetent they may be. See, Miller was concerned that Trump was going to go rogue. Which, you know, as the president, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. That's one of the consequences of having a president. But Milley summoned the top generals and basically told them that Trump wasn't in charge. He was in charge. And that no matter what they're told, no matter what Trump tells them, they do the procedure, they do the process, but he is going to be part of the procedure. And then he went around the room and got all of the generals to pinky swear to a collective oath. Do you swear? Do you swear? And all of those generals apparently gave their word that they would do nothing that Trump said without going through Milley. Wow. So much for that oath of office, huh, guys? So much for that military oath. That, yeah, and every one of you have dishonored yourself and the uniform for doing that, by the way. In addition to this, he was working with Pelosi hand in hand, and that may seem obvious, because Milley's always going through the democratic process, they would tell you, but Pelosi's the head of a different branch of government, and Milley is part of the executive branch. So Pelosi says to Milley, reportedly from the book, you know he's crazy, when she's referring to Trump. He's been crazy for a long time. And now, that's not treasonous on her part. That's her opinion. She's a political opponent. She's entitled to go this way, even though it's completely ludicrous. But, you know, that's the way this works. But what's interesting is that Milley says, Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. So Milley is basically saying, you and I together can sidestep Trump. We can make Trump not the president for a while. I, Milley, will be the president in the meantime. Then he calls General Lee, the head of the Chinese military, and he allegedly said to General Lee, you and I have known each other now for 5 years. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. It's not going to be a surprise. He's sort of telling General Lee, I can't take control of the nuclear codes by myself, but I can at least give you a full warning. Question number one, how does Bob Woodward know any of this? Well, this is apparently based on 200 interviews with witnesses and firsthand participants, documents, calendars, diaries, emails, and meeting notes. And the key point is that Woodward and Costa claimed that they have the exclusive transcript of Milley's call, not only with Pelosi, but with the Chinese general. And that's the smoking gun. If they actually produce these calls, and there need to be hearings, and these calls need to be produced. And do you remember the Vindman brothers? Those were the two guys who were militantly against Trump. Alexander Vindman has stated, if this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority. He broke the chain of command. He violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It is an extremely dangerous precedent. You simply cannot walk away from that. But this is a lot more than some guy just quitting. This is not just treason. It's treason twice. And you remember his Milley's testimony before Congress? He was worried about white rage. He's going to go study about what made these people try to overthrow the Constitution. The January 6th protesters didn't have an insurrection. Milley did. They didn't have a coup. Milley did. They posed no threat to the U.S. Constitution. Milley did and does. And the point is that Milley carried out the threat. He put himself in charge of the government. That was indeed a real insurrection. This has to be examined and turned over and pulled apart until we know the truth. And then whoever did this, everybody involved, every general, every admiral, every aide, everybody in the executive branch in the Pentagon that colluded, they need to be tried. And unless we do that, unless we make this expensive, this will happen again. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been having a lot of buyer's remorse here lately because George W. Bush has resurfaced. He popped up for the 9/11 anniversary. Decided to do a little bit of speeching. He reaffirmed his status as a piece of garbage last week. If you're conservative and you think he wasn't a piece of garbage,
you should go look at his speech. He got up on the 9/11 anniversary and proceeded to demonstrate again the essentiality of class in American society. Not in class in the sense that he's classy. Bush thought it was very important to him in front that he has such class, when in fact he has none. But the class that I'm referring to is the social class. And once again, he chooses the country club pals over you, and compounded it by issuing a disgusting blood libel against you. And this is his thank you for the thankless job of defending his worthless rear end we did for all those years back when he was too gentlemanly to do it himself. My idea of a perfect president would be someone like Trump, except with a little bit of a military background behind him, to where he could flip a switch and go completely, completely combative on anybody. Not on Twitter, but I mean in such a real and devastating way, and you know, to where the knowing smiles and the knowing glances and everything else are completely, they fall completely by the wayside on this one. Bush's speech even drew the ire of the even-tempered and thoughtful Byron York, who called the speech dreadful. I can't tell you what I thought of the speech because I am governed here by the FCC. But here's what the backstabbing idiot had to say. And I quote, "And we have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within. There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But in their disdain for pluralism, in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols, they are children of the same foul spirit. And it is our continuing duty to confront them." Now, that last sentence for me is especially good because he's too gentlemanly to confront anything. You know, it's not his way. And I'm not one for the dog whistle theory that everything anyone says is a secret message to your own supporters. But this is not a dog whistle because his scuzzy slander of Trump supporters is no secret. The left got it immediately. The blue checks had a Twitter festival of tubing about how the architect of so much defeat and misery is now fully parroting the MSNBC-NN narrative preferred by his new pals, the Clintons and the Obamas. You know, these Trump people are just like the Taliban. There, can I get back inside the club? Liz Cheney thought it was a great speech. By extremists at home, he means you guys who didn't clap for his brother when Jeb Bush, Jeb with a exclamation point, said, "Please, he had his back for years and he has planted another dagger in yours. And now I'd be fine with forgetting about this historical footnote and leave him to paint his cruddy watercolors of some of the people he got maimed through his wretched incompetence." But his perfidy calls for a more decisive response, I'm afraid. And the Bush name needs to be scrubbed from our politics. Right now, his brother Jeb is currently cavorting with conservative climate activists. And maybe he imagines that since the Republicans don't want him, maybe the Democrats will. And now there's another Bush, George P. Bush, who's the son of one of them, trying to make it in Texas politics. He says the right things. He may be a good guy. He was in the Navy through the Sons of the Rich Guys direct commissioning program. But we once thought the other ones were good guys, too. And they sold us out. This latest scion's budding career has to be ruthlessly destroyed as a lesson to others. He has to be disqualified by his name. Political dynasties within the United States are a bad, bad thing. A bad, bad thing. Think Cuomo. Think Kennedy. Think the attempt with Clinton. It's a bad thing. It's a stupid thing. When you get out there and if you think, okay, well, I think Michelle Obama would make a great president. Why? Because she was married to one? Because she was married to a president? Why would she be a president of any caliber? What qualifies her to do the job in the first place? So, dynasties are a bad thing. George P. will have no trouble getting another job, but he can't be a Republican politician. And we have to send this message from the GOP base, and it has to be very clear. If you mess with us, there's going to be consequences. The Bushes get to be Carthage, and we are Rome. And I'm sorry, George P., I get that that's probably a drag and probably cosmically unfair. And that's too bad. You should take it up to your, take up your disappointment with your traitor elders. Mitt Romney's another one of those useless rich kids who turned on the poors who once helped him help them the second things get awkward in the country club. But it's not just the trust fund bozos who will turn on us. It's all those aspiring to get into the D.C. in crowd and become a full-fledged bozo themselves, like my former governor, Nikki Haley. She's a Bush in every way that matters except for the last name, with her fake bipartisanship act around her D.C. pals and her fake hardcore act around us. And the bipartisan stuff is fake because she's really unipartisan. She burns with desire to be part of the in-club of indistinguishable demo-publicans, devoted to perpetuating the status quo, that always, the one common denominator is that it always shafts normal people. And in what universe would Haley get elected and tell her new buddies, the ones providing her all her glorious new opportunities, to go pound sand, you ask? Well, in a bizarro universe, which fortunately is the only one in which a sub-mediocrity like her might get the GOP nomination. And Haley would stick us in the spine just like Bush did. Whether submitting to wokeness or vax mandates or the climate cult or the common sense gun control, whatever the elite wants, she'll deliver. Because class always prevails. If they have to choose between your livelihood and freedom or the lives of your soldier sons and daughters and avoiding uncomfortable conversations at Bushwood Country Club, not even a question. She and her ilk will go to the social lubrication that comes from selling us out every single time. And I could go on and on and on with this, but I won't. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is preparing to move thousands of Haitian migrants from a small Texas border town back to Haiti. About 13,000 people have gathered under a bridge near Del Rio, Texas, with the vast majority being Haitian. The Associated Press reporting that officials are still finalizing plans but are expected to send several flights per day back to Haiti starting this Sunday. The number of Haitian migrants that stopped at the southern border have been on the rise since August of 2020. Border officials say that more than 7,500 Haitians were stopped last month. And an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near-unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. In a separate vote, the panel unanimously approved recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News. Those American citizens left behind in Afghanistan are trying to have their stories told. Tim Berg has more.
A number of Americans and Afghan allies in the U.S. remain in Afghanistan. One woman, who gave her name as Julie, has been a U.S. citizen for at least 16 years, is still there. She spoke about how she's feeling with Fox News.
I just can't get married here to have life with my family and get back there. The Taliban coming and everything is changing.
The White House estimates around 100 Americans remain stranded in Afghanistan.
And a majority of school districts in Kentucky have enacted mask requirements for students and staff. The Kentucky School Boards Association said Friday that 165 of the state's 171 public school districts have voted to require masks after a state law took effect ending a statewide mask mandate and leaving that decision up to the individual districts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I have to admit that I was a little disappointed this past week as Gavin Newsom prevailed. That is a slimy individual. Among politicians, he's a slimy individual. He is definitely an example of the elite, without a doubt. And it would have been nice to see him deposed. But it wasn't necessarily a surprise that it didn't work out that way. You have to look at, sometimes you have to look at electoral reality. And when you're looking at California, well, electoral reality is, it leans heavily far left. But there were a lot of Republicans on the ground there that put in the work despite the odds, which, that's what you got to do. You got to look at it and say, might lose this, but we're going to go do it anyway. And they deserve all the praise in the world. They're the type of people who will eventually lead to real change that might come to America, you know, one of America's most beautiful states. With that said, I think it's time to look back at what transpired and to be realistic about what went right and what went wrong. So let's start with this. Larry Elder, who comes from the world of radio and media and everything else, he was a terrible fit for this race. He is a great guy, personally. He is a stalwart conservative. And my issue is not that I think he holds objectionable political views. And he was truly trying to do what he felt was best for California. And in another reality, he would have made an excellent governor of the state. But we don't live in that reality today. And it's no secret, especially for people, you know, as far as gun control, their regime is more inclusive of all the anti-freedom things that we know about that they would love to have nationwide. California's already got it all. Easily the most left-wing state in the union. But because of that, the moment that Elder entered the race as a far-right Fox News-appearing Trump-supporting candidate, you saw a shift in polling on the recall question and kept toward keeping Newsom around. And it also became clear that Elder would win the second question and become governor if the recall succeeded. So the Democrats became energized and rallied around ensuring the recall itself failed. And that was because Elder was not perceived as a safe enough choice to replace Newsom. Safe enough. And I do get it. The reality is infuriating for many Republicans across the country who want to believe that everybody loves Trump and that the America First agenda is preferred in even the deepest blue areas. But that's not true in California, and it's never true in this race. Now, how many people heard of Kevin Kiley? He was always a much better candidate for the race. Elder would have prevailed in just about any other state he'd been in. Any other red state race, Elder comes out on top. But this wasn't a red state race. And to give another example, we saw this same dynamic with Kimberly Classic when she ran for in a far-left district in Baltimore. Personally, she is a, you know, delightful person. She holds perfectly acceptable political views. But she was a bad fit for her race. You do not compete in these radically left-wing areas by running as a Fox News candidate. And I admit, and we have to admit to ourselves, that no matter what candidate you put in some of those races, it's going to be a long shot that a Republican's going to win. It's certainly not going to be a big name. It's going to be somebody local. It's going to be somebody with not a lot of glitz. It's going to be somebody with some very basic fundamental things that reach out. It's going to be like the guy who's going to be the next mayor of New York City. Even though he's a leftist out the wazoo, he's out there and he uniquely comes from the background to where he was easily the best choice for the leftist New Yorkers to make. At least in their mind's eye. But getting out there and looking at things, it might be a long shot. Because no matter what candidate you put in some of these races, the Republican may be a long shot. That's never an excuse to lean into doing things that are obviously self-defeating. And Elder should have recognized his own liabilities and instead thrown his weight behind someone who wouldn't have undermined the recall question itself. Because that's what we have going on here. This was where we come back to safe enough. Elder was not thought to be safe enough, once again. And there was a point where the recall race was far closer, and that was before he entered the race, Elder. We cannot operate and hope on the hopes and dreams of purists. We have to accept the reality of the electorates that we're faced with. And on the national level, there's a lot of leeway to run a more America First type candidate and be successful doing that. But in California, that luxury does not exist. And the first step to competing there is accepting the truth and running candidates that fit the electorate. And in practical terms, that probably looks a lot more like someone who is moderate and Hispanic than someone who might look like Tucker Carlson. I love Tucker Carlson. Love him. There is no victory in losing by 70% while elevating someone that appeals to more people in Alabama than in California. The GOP has the ability to make headway in areas of the country that are predominantly left-leaning. But this is going to take a little bit. The problem with status quo and all this other stuff is that we do not get out there and recognize things for what they are. And we give in too much sometimes to the cult of personality. We have to be smart how we go about it. And then we have to take the view that it's going to be an uphill battle. We may lose, and then as soon as we lose, we've got to pick ourselves up and start on it all over again. If you really want change, it is a never-ending fight. There's never a break, you know. There's no rest periods. It always goes on. In short, it is never a good idea just to walk up somewhere and beat your head against the wall in order to try to make an impression, in order to try to make a change. I've been asked before, how do we change this today? We don't change this today. We can't change this today. If words and opinions have this Svengali-like effect on people, then anybody listening to me would already be there. We'd be there. Anybody listening to anybody that's a conservative talk host, anybody that is a conservative politician, we would be there if that was that easy. And yet we do make headway. We do shock from time to time. And, I mean, in a way, in a sick way, a very sick way, I'm sitting back and I'm sort of enjoying what America gets to see. Because I get to use the term red-pilled a lot. Because Joe Biden has red-pilled America. And that's something we couldn't have paid for. That's something we couldn't have bought. We couldn't have done that ourselves. I mean, Donald Trump got out there and tried to do it. And everybody's like, well, you know, we don't believe you. But it's turning out to be that way because it turns out everything Donald Trump said was true. They weren't going after him. He was just in the way of them coming after you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One last time, eh? This is Gun Owners News Hour, and, let's just talk some practical stuff, shall we? Disappointment in government always brings an otherwise divided country together, once again, as Americans lose faith in the state's ability to protect civil liberties. Now, oftentimes, people are often their own worst enemies, threatening the freedom of those they don't like. But there's a realistic and growing recognition of the danger posed by the powers that be and loss of confidence in their supposed roles as protectors. Like, in 2011... 10 years after the terrorist attack, nearly two-thirds were willing to sacrifice rights and freedoms to protect the country from terrorism. According to a recent Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll. More recently, just over half were willing to surrender their civil rights and freedoms to combat terrorism. And remarkably, when you ask about specific rights, the percentage of the public saying the government does a good job protecting them has declined sharply in the past decade. In 2011, 84% of respondents said the U.S. government did a good job protecting the right to vote. That dropped to 43% in 2021. It's halved itself. For peaceful assembly, the number dropped from 75% to 42%. Freedom of speech, 71% to 45%. Freedom of religion, 75% to 51%. For the right to trial by an impartial jury, 67% to 44%. For the right to keep and bear arms, 57% to 35%. So on, so forth. In fact, for none of the rights about which people were polled, have the numbers done anything but drop in terms of people's confidence about the government protecting these rights. Now, given that everything is subject to partisan consideration, members of the political tribes don't necessarily see eye to eye on how well officials respect our rights. The Democrats tend to see the government is doing a great job at protecting various rights and freedoms. Republicans are more inclined to say the government is doing a poor job. But there are no significant partisan differences regarding the right to vote, and freedom from cruel and unusual punishment, and freedom from punishment without trial, and equal protection under the law, or freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. This also coming from the APNORC. Independents, for their part, either split the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, like freedom of speech and of the press, but they are especially dubious about government protections like freedom from punishment without trial and the right to vote. Something of particular interest after the 9/11 attacks and since the 2013 revelations by Edward Snowden about the pervasive surveillance that followed is APNORC's separate report about plummeting support for such snooping. The government eavesdropping has little in the way of a fan base. And here we are, 20 years after 9/11, less than 3 in 10 adults consider warrantless government analysis of internet activity and communications an acceptable means for monitoring threats against the U.S. Support for government monitoring of domestic phone calls was never high, but it has fallen from 23% in 2011 to 14% in 2021. Support for monitoring phone calls outside the United States fell from 49% to 28%. Support for monitoring internet searches fell from 48% to 27%. And for reading private emails, the numbers fell from 30% to 17% over those years. Some 60% of Americans do, however, continue to favor surveillance cameras in public places. And that's down by more than 10%. It's almost as if the years of intrusiveness and abuse of politicians and weaponization of the power of the state by officials against their political opponents have eroded the credibility of the U.S. government. Unfortunately, officialdom's unreliability as a guardian of the personal freedom doesn't come out of the blue. There's a constituency for this shakiness. For example, multiple polls in recent years have found that while people voice support for free speech in the abstract, they're not so happy about protecting speech that upsets them. And we get from a campaign for free speech poll. The government should be able to take action against newspapers and TV stations that publish content that is biased, inflammatory, or false. Now, one thing you got to keep in mind is that biased and inflammatory is most often in the eye of the beholder, and the core elements of expression, and false is a charge subject to new information and continued debate. College students broadly support free speech, yet increasingly favor restrictions on speech, particularly speech that targets minority groups. And you should forget that minorities are among those most likely to be on the receiving end of speech curbs allegedly crafted for their safety. Notably, the American Civil Liberties Union has grown extensively ambivalent about defending liberties at odds with its staff's preferred outcomes on issues ranging from speech to medical coercion. To the ACLU's critics, its support of vaccine mandates is another sign that an organization that was often willing to take unpopular stances in the name of liberty has abandoned its roots to fall in line with progressivism. This coming from The Atlantic's Russell Berman, which when you're getting comments like that from The Atlantic, something is amiss in the land of the blue checks. Ah, coffee. Much of the public has simply lost patience with checks and balances that, by design, shield liberties by placing limits on the power of their preferred officials. And we get this from the Democracy Fund Voters Study Group. While fewer than 1 in 10 Americans consistently support an authoritarian option, a third of Americans dabble in authoritarianism. And they observed last year of popular support for a strong leader who doesn't have to bother with Congress or elections. There's a group of America that wants a king, an emperor. Not somebody that's beholden, not somebody that we put there, not somebody we place there by a consent, but no, somebody that can just do it. Many people rightly doubt the credibility of government as a protector of civil liberty. But the public is sort of mixed up nowadays. They're sending very mixed messages about the value they place on freedom and on restrained power. If you're going to defend civil liberties only when you approve of their use, and if they don't get in the way of your favorite political leaders, You're not defending civil liberties at all. But whether or not they understand the implication, growing numbers of Americans are unimpressed by the protections the U.S. government offers for civil liberties across the board. They want government officials to back off their surveillance efforts at home and abroad, and they're less willing than in the past to trade their freedom for empty promises. That's all well and good. But this kind of very thing is exactly why Mark Milley thought that he could do an end run on the President of the United States and the Secretary of Defense. I cannot, and I don't have the time to do it, but I cannot impress upon you what a... That is a complete and total breakdown of the chain of command. The chain of command is sacrosanct within the military. You do not break it. You do not supersede it. And you certainly do not come out against a duly elected president. That's never been done. This kind of thing has never happened, to my knowledge. And Milley and Austin and Blinken and Sullivan and a few other people, they all allowed this to happen. And where the buck stops with the president, with Joe Biden, who I haven't mentioned at all this show for some reason, he should be strolling down the middle of the Pentagon himself right now today, firing people. Firing them. Milley first, Austin next. And yet that hasn't happened. Keep your eyes open, stay aware. I'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.